Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to As I Sip My Soul. I'm your host, Ms. McKay. Tonight's he will be joining us tonight later to talk about his music successes, what he likes to do, and also we can probably ask him a couple of questions about how he feels double standards play in relationships, friendships, and society. So welcome, you guys. It looks like I may be the only one on tonight, but we will give our other our co-host, Ms. Diva Shante, a little bit of time to play catch up. Last week, we did not have a show because I actually had to take a little bit of time to rest, and we had some scheduling conflicts. Last week, I had the wonderful opportunity to have LASIK surgery done, so I can see 20/20 now. I'm not crazy. Well, no, I am crazy as a bat, but I'm not blind as a bat anymore, so I'm very happy about that. It's a wonderful experience, and I hope all of those that do wear glasses and they can afford to get LASIK, please go ahead and do it. It's going to be the best investment you've ever had. Also, it is Mother's Day weekend, so I want to give a special shout-out to my mother, Miss Laverne Watson. If you're listening live, I love you so much, and I hope that you're enjoying the show. And if you're listening to it as podcast, I'm pretty sure you're going to call me later when you hear your name on the radio. So just I wanted to give you a special shout-out. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. Can't wait to see you at the end of the month. Yes, Texas, I will be in the town, so get ready for me because I'm coming. I might have you on my show as well. Also, last week I wanted to talk to you guys about all the reality shows that was going on, Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta's back, and you know, me and Miss Shante, we go ahead and try to rep the A as much as possible because we did live there. Big shout-outs to Atlanta. But, y'all, it was too crazy for me. I was sipping more than my tea when I was watching that show. I truly believe Mimi is dumb. I'm sorry. You know, you may be a lovely person, but there, and you know what? You might have some common sense because they have to be paying you a whole bunch of money to be acting a plum ignorant ass on this show. I don't know. Then you got Young Jock over here slinging his stuff all over the place. It's just, it's too much for me. So I don't even know what to say about that. But, yes, I did watch that. Also tonight, I'm sorry, not tonight, but tomorrow we're also going to have another show to make up for last week since we didn't have one. We're going to have a special guest on also. His name is Alexander Rogers. He is a comedian, also a blogger, and he does roasting reviews on YouTube. So go ahead and check him out as well before tomorrow's show so you can call in with any questions. Tonight, if you want to speak to our special guest, Mr. Chris Perry, please call in at 917-889-2241. I hope that you enjoy the show as much as I do. Now, Mr. Perry should be calling in here in a little bit. So also the other thing that I felt like I needed to talk to you guys about was, you know, double standards. And I'm going to get Mr. Perry's, you know, intake on that. But, you know, there's a couple of things that, you know, men get to do out there that we as women get shunned on. And, you know, they look at us crazy and say, oh, you know, she shouldn't do that. Or, you know, you're going to be labeled as such and such and this, that, and third. And, you know, for me, I think that if you sit there and judge somebody for doing something that it's okay for you to do, I really don't understand why those standards are really going to exist. You know, I dated this one man. Well, I'm not actually going to say we dated. Let's say we just casually talked. And, you know, he said that he had certain standards that he would allow for certain things to do, but his girl couldn't do it or someone he was dating couldn't do it. So prime example, you know, if he decided he wanted to have another girl on the side or this, that, and third that he really wasn't serious about it was okay. But let his, I guess, main chick, I'm doing the big quotes, bunny is here, let his main chick decide that if he was too busy for her, she could go get somebody else, he would lose his everlasting mind. He would actually throw a fit. He would go insane. And I really don't understand that. It, to me, it's stupid. It's just point stupid. First and foremost, don't be in a relationship if you don't want to be in one. Second, make sure you explain what you're looking for. If you can't do that, I'm just, you know, I'm at a loss for words, because why are you sitting up here playing with people's emotions and not owning up to the responsibility of other people's feelings? For me, double standards it's just stupid. It's a waste of time. And I feel like if you can't be man enough or woman enough to say what's on your heart and say what you need to say to that person that you're dealing with, you don't need to be bothered with them. Just be alone for a while. Please be alone. So, anywho, that was my little take on double standards. The other topic that we was going to talk about was sex. However, I guess Miss Diva Shantae is not going to be able to be on the show tonight. She must have had some prior engagements, so we will miss her. But hopefully she'll be on tomorrow's show. So we are just chilling for a little bit to wait for Mr. Perry to give us a call. And actually, I'm going to see if there's any other news going on. And the other thing that's also been going on, and it's been in the news lately, is the whole Baltimore situation. And I, you know, I'm not a big politics person, but I don't understand what's going on. You know, the world that we live in today is, it seems like we're doing a whole recycle thing of the, you know, racism, double standards in politics, all of the, you know, abuse that's going on, the, you know, cops doing whatever they feel and stuff like that, and I'm just not for it. We do actually have a caller. Let me go ahead and see who is on the line. Hold on, please. Caller, you are on the air. Hello, caller. Hello? Well, it looks like I don't know. We might have lost the caller. Hopefully they'll call back. And I hope everybody can hear me out there. Hopefully they'll call in and we'll give them a little bit of time. And so anyway, about the Baltimore situation, again, I'm really over it, to be honest with you. All lives matter. Let me say that, and let me be very clear. All lives matter, not just black lives, not just white lives, Asian lives. All lives matter. There are so many things in this world that we can debate. There are so many things in this world that we can talk about, and I'm just not sure as to what's really going on in I'm just not really sure what's going on in people's minds. You know, to me, it's just, why would you want to repeat stuff that's happened in the last, you know, centuries? Centuries for now, we have been hurting each other, hurting our race, hurting our human race, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm really disturbed by that. I really am. So I'm. That's just my take on it. I want to make sure I touch on key points before we get into the juicy, juicy good stuff. However, yeah, this is quite different not having my co-host on right now, because we do normally bounce off each other. But we will just sit up here and talk with whatever. Please do give me a call at 917-889-2241. Again, to call in and speak with me and our special guest, that is 917-889-2241. I do look forward to hearing from you, and I want to know what's in your tea, honey, because I'm all about what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and play a little break music for you, and I will be right back.
what you say now. Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should have never let you in, cause you got me face down. Don't take this personal.
Hello, Miss Shante. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, welcome back. Oh, my gosh. Now, you know we don't do late, honey. What happened? Spill the tea.
Girl, this map got a hold of me.
Now, you know better than to be on speakerphone. I hope you're not. I'm going to go ahead and call our guest real quick and see if he'll be able to respond. Now, we do know he's quite busy, but did you get to get the lowdown on Mr. Chris Perry? That boy's fine. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very fine.
Yes. The boy is fine. Tell me how you've been. What's going on? What's the tea from you?
I've been good. I've been very, very good. Very busy, but still good nonetheless. Keeping it moving.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can. I don't think we can call out to him. Darn it. That's something that we have to upgrade for as a premiere feature on our show, so we're just going to have to wait and see if he's going to give us a call or not. So I don't know if you got to listen to me talk before you got on, but I was talking about the double standards. I was talking about the stuff that's happened in Baltimore, talked about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta real quick. Did you have any insight that you want to give from your point of view on things that are going on in Baltimore? How are you feeling about that? Do you know anybody personally that's been affected by all of this?
I'd say yes, I do. I'm not necessarily, Baltimore per se, but a friend of mine, a really, really, really good friend of mine, lost a cousin at an early age to police brutality in Compton. And that kind of fueled her desire to go into law.
Okay.
Because, of the things that her family went through, and that was years and years ago when she was a kid. So that's in the 80s and, early 90s in California. It's really an unfortunate situation, actually way stronger than unfortunate, but it's just maybe more worth it. Might be a little more appropriate, but it's just really a sad, sad situation that we're still talking about these things in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we've seen and heard is something that's really perplexing me. So, even more than, the initial shootings and things, it's a big deal to our community when it happens at first and we're, protesting and waving our flags and, upset and mad about things. But, unfortunately, I feel like sometimes we have a short attention span when it comes to these things, and we kind of lose a little interest until something else unfortunate happens. And what, I'm starting to see now, which, we've kind of seen in some of the other things, is, okay, we have an unfortunate incident happen. Things that still should not be happening in 2015. Then we kind of, like I said, the interest kind of goes on to something else, but we need to pay attention because then we've got the witnesses and the people that are recording these things and the people that are going to jail, for the protest and thing, and these young people are coming up dead.
Yeah.
Those are the articles and the things that, kind of fall by the wayside after the emotion of the situation has kind of died down a little bit. as the legal proceedings, if they're, you know, trying to decide whether or not, you know, these people are going to be tried for, you know, killing these young Black people. You know, mm-hmm. the people that were around to record these things and make sure that they come to the national people's awareness, you know, of the nation and whatever. You know, these people are coming up dead, missing, you know, going to jail, and all of those things. And, you know, again, because our attention span can be very short, you know, it kind of, you know, goes on and, you know, we go on to the next thing, and that's really sad. So I think we just need to pay attention, all of us. We need to pay attention.
Right.
We need to stay, when something happens, we need to stay mad. And that only, mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't really help to be mad if you're not going to do anything about it. We really do need to figure out.
And you say that as far as, like, you know, do something about it. If you're going to be mad and do something about it that's effective, not something
that's
defective,
yes.
not something that's destructive. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't, what are you tearing up your state for? What are you tearing up your own stuff for? Why are you tearing up anything? Your words are powerful. Your actions are powerful, but then what? What happens after you loot? What happens after you riot? If it didn't do anything, then what good did you just do? Now you have to waste time spending money rebuilding when that money probably could have went elsewhere. So I hear what you're saying, and I think you spoke to that very eloquently. Now that we are done with politics and being eloquent, let's get back to the wretchedness that we actually do know. And unfortunately, you know what, Shante? It looks like Chris is not going to be on tonight because he hasn't called in. So I'm sorry to our listeners. I did hype it up a little bit. But if you do ever want to know about Mr. Chris Perry, go to his website at www.chrisperrymusic.com. You can definitely look him up, Google him, listen to his music on YouTube, his page, and what have you. And Mr. Perry, if you are out there listening and you're just not able to call in, thank you so much for your consideration, but we will move on tonight. So, let's talk about this ratchet fight I heard about last week between, who was it? Mayweather and Manny?
Mayweather and Mr. Pacquiao. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Y'all know how Bronx.
Let's call him Manny. Let's
can.
Say Manny.
Yeah, we'll call him Pac-Man. I can say that. I don't want to
Pac-Man.
the poor man's name. I will have to say, like, I really do adore boxing. That
mm-hmm.
is definitely one of my things that I want to do from my bucket list as far as attending a prize fight in Vegas. And so, I've been doing a lot of traveling this year, and I really, really want to go to Vegas, you know, and I just have too much else going on, so I was trying to sit still, but I was a little salty. I hate that feeling, like, oh, I should have been there, I should have went, because I know that the strip was on fire, but hopefully, you know, I get to see Mayweather fight before he hangs
so,
it up.
Everybody has been talking about this fight. They were talking about all the events that led up to it. They talked about the things that happened during it, and then they talked about it afterwards. For me, I already knew who was going to win just because let's look at Mayweather's track record, 48-0. I'm not paying at no pay-per-view or going to Vegas just to see this man win again, and he's banking all kinds of buku money. From what I heard, it really wasn't a fight. It was more like Dancing with the Stars and, you know, some romance going on. And, you know, I heard Jamie Foxx tried to sing. Wait a minute. I heard Jamie Foxx tried to sing the whole, you know, national anthem and then threw a hallelujah
now,
in there. I was like, wait,
oh,
what?
Oh, my goodness. That hallelujah, it hit me in a special place, y'all.
Because I had to give
place.
It a side eye when my eyes was focused.
I wasn't ready.
Like,
I was by no means prepared for the hallelujah at the end. when Mr. Fox came out, I am a huge Jamie Foxx fan. All of his CDs are definitely, you know, those candy droppers that we all love. Oh, so much.
Oh, yes. He shared in my panties on. What? Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
and so, you know, I was excited. I heard he had a new CD coming out, so I'm geeked for that anyway. And I was excited to hear that he was singing the national anthem. Now, when he came out, I'm not a singer by any means, but I know, like, when you come out and your ear is not in so you can hear yourself, which is, you know,
right.
that thing that was dangling off the side of his face.
Right.
To be in his ear, and it was not.
And it was not.
And so I could kind of tell. And then once the organ started playing, I said, Lord, what are we doing this evening?
It was
what's
too much.
Here?
That's when I could say a major moment of fix it, Jesus.
I wasn't mad. I just knew that, you know, I'm like, okay, he can't hear himself. It's loud in there. We got the organ cracking. You know, here's the thing about me. I'm such a weirdo. There's certain things I watch for. So with the fight, I'm looking, my fashion background, fashionista self, is scanning the crowd trying to see who got on what. I wanted to see what Mayweather had on, which I love that short set he was rocking with everything. I wanted to see who he was going to walk in with. I was not ready for the Burger King man to be back there.
Right.
I was just not ready for the whole plastic Burger King man situation. I thought maybe Ricky Rose might be back there. I thought we might get a little live performance. I thought we might see Diddy Bob back there. I didn't know what.
No.
I thought Justin Bieber was back there. I did get a chance to see that. I didn't know. If Ray J got, you know, put back on the money team, I was hoping maybe 50, you know, Ray J and his co-cab. And then
I'm so done. So done with you.
And then 50, I was hoping because I heard that their bromance is back on. I love me some 50
Cent.
So
right.
I was just hoping that maybe 50 would have his sexy, rich self back there. But,
I had to say this because I had lunch with a friend of mine today, and I'm not gonna, you know, shame her more than I've already had today. However, we were talking about something. We were talking about dudes and having relations at work and everything, and apparently she liked this one guy who favored Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I almost threw up in my mouth because...
What?
Oh, God, please don't tell me you was a Rick Rosser.
But, First of all, Ricky Rose.
And then you
is
call
in my
him
ear.
Ricky. You're using
Ricky,
the wrong
Ricky.
Name. His name is Rick. You know who Ricky is? Ricky is Morris Chestnut from Boys in the Hood. So don't get it twisted, pumpkin.
Auntie.
That's
how
I went
there.
How
many decades ago? Anyway, we're going to let him
shut
have
up.
It. Ricky got shot down.
Get your life.
That.
That's
anyway.
Always going to be
anyway.
Ricky.
Ricky, right.
Ricky.
And he got wet up and bled out on his mama's. You know, plastic cover. So we're gonna let that go.
Oh, God.
But Ricky Rose is in my ear every morning. He gets me through so many workouts. That is my Pandora radio station that I sweat to every morning.
Okay,
so,
and that's
Rick,
fine. More power to the music. But honey,
know,
I'm not trying to look at Ricky in his Buddha shaped belly or what used to be because he's still not hot to me.
Have
ew, no,
name?
I don't want
so
to.
So
no.
That was the performance that, no, listen, that's the performance. Rick Rose,
I'm
Ricky,
listening.
Ricky, Ricky,
no.
That was the performance
Rick.
That we went to in Colorado. That was,
stop
that
moving
was the
around. Listeners can't hear you. Did I lose her? Shantae, oh. Lord, this fool done moved around too much, and now I can't hear her. I bet you she pushed the mute button. Listeners, how much you want to bet she...
Listen.
There
anyway,
she see.
Anyway,
I know
I'm
that's
back.
What she
I'm
did.
Back.
Stop moving around.
I'm trying to get myself together. I haven't really FaceTimed you anyway. So Ricky Rosé is the performance that we went to go see when we visited Colorado. Ricky has lost so much weight. I think over at least 100 pounds doing CrossFit. So Ricky Rosé, okay, yes, I understand when he used to do his performances before, you know, he looked as though he was at least 14 months pregnant. Now,
oh my God,
that has subsided. Ricky Rosé is nowhere near as big as he used to be. And
how about this? Just for you, I'll Google it.
Even when he was big, he still was a sexy big guy. You know, he looked like
he
smelled good. To me,
no, he didn't.
To me, everybody,
oh,
to each his
own.
He looked to me like he smelled good. I'm sorry, it's something about, you know, a gentleman that is, you know, good at his job and, you know, got a couple dollars that is attractive. You know, and most women, I hope you would, most women will, you know, admit to that. You know, it's attractive when a man
right.
is good at his job. It's attractive when, you know, a man has things going for themselves. Not a gold digger by any means, because I got my own, but, you know, just that's attractive. And he, to me, has always had that air of being attractive. Now, sometimes, you know, when he would perform, I would wish that he would put his shirt back on, because then nobody would see all that.
Thank you. That is my only issue.
But he doesn't have that problem anymore. And
okay,
dresses,
you know what? For host and hostess sake, I will go ahead and Google your boy, and I will look. But I'm sorry, I shamed my friend today. Huh?
He's been eating them purrs. You got to look up.
Shut up.
And talk about he's been eating them purrs. And the purrs have been doing his body good. So, good job.
I'm
going
to have to.
Good job, Ricky Rosé.
Well, like I said, today I shamed her. Because that's not.
He went from like lame iron size bras to, you know,
I'm
maybe like Victoria's Secret size bras.
I'm done. Shante.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, I don't know if you realize we have another show tomorrow, and we actually will have a guest on. His name is Alexander Rogers. Did you get to Google him yet?
No.
You know
but
what?
I'll
you
do.
Is a horrible hostess. No, you
not.
Ain't. First off, you better be on time.
Don't
make
today,
what's in my tea really come out.
Yeah, but you know what? That nap, it got a hold to me, and Lord have mercy. It's something about a nap on Friday.
I knew I should have woke you up. Something told me. Call this
actually,
call her
and
make sure she's on time.
I set my little alarm.
Because you ain't never been late.
I know I woke up to Drunk in Love, and what I'm trying to tell you is this pillow. I'm drunk. It's like, hey, okay. And then, you know, this pillow was just like, nah, girl, I know you had something to do, but not this evening. You know.
Well, I'm glad you did make it on tonight, and we're going to have to end on that note, and I will contact you after the fact. I love you to pieces, and I will talk to you tomorrow. What's in your tea, honey? Good night, Miss Shante.
Good night, honey.
And I want to thank everybody for listening out there tonight. Please join us again tomorrow for our special guest, again, Mr. Alexander Rogers. He is a comedian and blogger and roaster on YouTube. So go ahead and Google him. And I want to thank you again for joining us. And next time, I want to know what's in your tea, honey. Good night.